This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1483. One powerful connection word to show you are listening. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What is one simple word you can add at the beginning, end, or even middle of your sentence to strengthen the connection 10 times? Listen today to find out what it is and how to use it.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going well, Michelle. How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. We're recording for a long time today, Lindsay. Like, I think we're going to record like 20 episodes, right?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll get comfortable then.
Okay, just kidding. That would be a lot. 20 episodes. I don't know what's the most we've ever done in one day.
Yeah, I mean, I know when we first started All Ears English with the original co-host that I worked with, we would sit down on Sundays and record like 16 episodes on a Sunday.
Oh my gosh, that's exhausting.
Yeah, at that time the episodes were a little shorter. They were more like, I think we did one that was just 5 or 8 minutes. But still, it's a lot of work. You have to order takeout and sit there literally all day.
Marathon. Yeah, that's cool. So yeah, guys, we are not recording 20 episodes in one day. But no. Today we have a listener question about the word then, right? I don't know if you guys heard, Lindsay said, I'll get comfortable then.
Yes, I kind of snuck it in there a little bit. It's not like it's not something I focused on, but it's important for the context to build the response, right? Yeah, so good.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're talking about this because of this listener question. I believe the question is from Facebook. So it's from Vera. I love that name. Lindsay, could you read the question?
Okay, so Vera says, hi, Lindsay, Michelle. My name is Vera. How are you? I hope all is well. I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I have a question. Sometimes I've heard native speakers put then at the end of their sentences. For example, come on then, or well, good luck then. I don't know how to use then to make my speaking, my English more like a native speaker. Could you please explain this to me? Thank you. Good question, Vera.
I'm excited about this one. You know what this one reminds me of? Though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe you and Jessica did an episode on this word that was All Ears English 1417. This is real English, though.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah, that was a great one. So these little words that we stick at the end of sentences, they carry a lot of meaning, don't they, Michelle?
They definitely do. I think then is often a word that's overlooked. It's not like a fleshy vocabulary word that, you know, sometimes we, you know, a lot of people want to put their attention into the flashy words, the big chunky vocab words. But guys, I mean, this is real English. This is the English that you really need. Then it means a lot, even though it's not as quite as exciting as the other words.
Right. It kind of wraps around the end of your sentence and makes the sentence work. And in my mind, what it really does is that it makes the connection work between the two people because it shows that you're truly responding to what they actually said, you know?
Oh, that is a very good point. Yeah. So guys, we're going to focus on the word then at the end of a sentence today, since it's really useful and our listener brought it up in that great question. So we can do other versions of then, but we will touch on, you know, this really focus on that one today. So yeah, the listener gave two examples. So come on then and good luck then. Lindsay, what does that mean to you?
Well, actually, when I see then in this context that she asked about, I think of British English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have to hear the whole context, right? But when someone just says, come on then, that sounds very British to me. But good luck then is more in American English, more in the context of, I have a big exam tomorrow. Oh, are you studying so much? Well, good luck then, right? Maybe that one could be American English more, but that British English, just as a chunk on its own, not in response to what someone says, feels very British to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Like I guess I feel like I do hear good luck then a lot, but, I mean, I feel like it's kind of just sometimes it's just tagged on. Right. So maybe like when you hear come on, then I feel like it means basically come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's a little different, I think, that particular chunk, come on then, because I think it could survive on its own, not in the context of a conversation. Ooh. So the then isn't a response to what someone said, but I think the good luck could be the then.
I think that's a very good point. Yeah, I guess you could just see, you know, somebody trying to hurry their kids along and saying like, come on then, like, let's go, you know?
I guess so. I don't think I would use then that in that way. Would you? Would you say it in that way? It feels very foreign to me to say it in that way.
I it doesn't feel as foreign as you're saying it is for you as it does to me.
But that makes sense. British.
Yeah, I guess because I'm British. I love the British accent and everything. So, now you're making me imagine like the cast of Love Actually, like just going, come on then. Like, I'm not going to do my British accent, but I guess in that way. Yeah. So let's go into it a little bit more. So we need some context here, I think would be helpful. So here is how I imagine the good luck then example. This kind of goes along to what you were saying, Lindsay. So let's do this little role play.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to the gym today.
Oh, good. Have fun.
I haven't been in 2 years.
Oh, man. Good luck then.
Yeah. So that works because you're clearly, you're showing empathy. Like you're responding to the fact that I haven't been in 2 years. In that case, good luck. That's what you're saying to me. Right?
Right. I think it adds a little bit more spunk to what you're saying. So in that way, it is like a little bit more flashy because it adds a little bit more feeling. But it's basically saying good luck in that case.
Exactly.
Right. For what you told me, now I'm saying good luck from that information I received. Right. Mm-hmm. So you going for your first time in 2 years, I could have just said good luck. But then, like you said, this kind of improves the connection because it really like tags on to what the person said. It showed that I heard you and I'm reacting.
Oh, my gosh. Completely. I would say that if we had to do like a top 10 of our most foundational connection episodes, this would be on that list of all the episodes we've done that will get you to connection the fastest. This would be one of them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think this is huge. This is definitely huge.
Hey guys, if you love All Ears English, make sure you hit subscribe because you don't want to miss a single episode, like special bonus episodes that you will not get if you're not subscribed. Plus, tell a friend about All Ears English. Thanks for listening, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's do a couple other examples of just how we would add then, not only with, you know, the ones we were already using, but in regular conversation and additional examples. So here we go. Yeah. Here's one. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Lindsay, I'm craving pasta.
Okay, let's make some tonight then. Right. Okay. So clearly I'm hearing you. That's the first, because that's the first step to connection, isn't it, Michelle? Yes. I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm understanding what you want and I'm responding and I'm making a plan based on what you've said. So that is a very quick way to get to that connection, that connected feeling with someone. Yeah,
definitely. Or what's another one, Lindsay? I bet you'd have to deal with this sometimes.
Oh, all the time. My dog is getting restless.
Let's go outside then. He probably wants some fresh air.
Yesterday we were in puppy PE, puppy agility class.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And he actually did a pretty good job this time. But sometimes he starts biting the leash and trying to steal food out of my little pack thing. And he goes nuts. He gets, whenever the teacher is explaining the rules, what we're going to do next, he goes nuts. And he starts attacking me. And it's so all these other dogs are sitting there perfectly still. And Kiefer is going crazy. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I'm a terrible mother.
No. Oh, my God. He sounds so cute.
He's high energy. Oh, he's high energy. Yeah, he's high energy.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have my own high energy puppy over here. It's called my son.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talk about high energy. Yikes. Okay. Or here's another one. You know what? I'm not in the mood for dinner. I ate cake with some coworkers an hour ago.
Wow. You must be stuffed then. Yeah. So again, responding that I heard what you say. Yeah. I'm making a comment and we're in connection there. Love it.
Exactly. Or let's do one more. So a waiter asks what we'll eat. This is a little bit, it's similar. Okay, so he's asking for our order. Okay. Here we go.
I think I'll have the soup.
Oh, great. Make it two then.
Actually, do you want to just share a big one then?
Yeah, we can also get an appetizer then. Obviously, guys, this is not going, you're not going to say it a million times in a row. That would be ridiculous.
Right.
But we have a few examples here, right? So for example, make it two then.
Yeah.
So that's make it two. That's actually a common thing that somebody might say at a restaurant. So that's kind of a good bonus, right? Or make it two, make it three. If you're ordering more than one of something, so your friend orders one and then you know you're ordering another thing, you might say, make it two.
Yeah, that's a great bonus. I agree with that, Michelle. And then here's a question. Can we put this then at the beginning of a sentence?
Yes, okay. We could. So like, let's say, okay, with the pasta. So I could say, I'm craving pasta. And then you could say,
then let's make some tonight. Right. Mm-hmm. So do you think that gets you to the same amount of connection? Does it serve the same function at the beginning as at the end?
I think so. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it does. I think it does exactly the same thing. But we need to be doing this, right? We need to be adding this to our sentences. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. It just really ties everything together in like a nice, pretty bow. So, exactly. Or, mm-hmm. You know, with the dog example, you know, I could say, then let's go outside instead of let's go outside then.
Yeah, exactly. What about putting it in the middle of a sentence? Oh, how would this work, Michelle?
Well, let's try it out.
Okay, so I say something like, I'm exhausted.
Let's go home then and watch a movie.
Yeah, so it can go beginning, middle, or end. I like it. Do you tend to put it at the anywhere, any one place, or just depends on what you're saying?
I guess it just depends on what I'm saying. I wish when you ask me these questions or when I ask you, like, and we're like, oh, what do you usually say? I wish I could see like a whole...
Yeah, like a database.
Yeah, like a corpus of my own speaking. And then I could search for it and say like, oh, this is actually what I say.
Who knows? Maybe someday technology will have that on your little watch phone, on your watch. You'll be able to pull it up real quick and all the things you've said over the last year and sort by, you know, by word choice. Who knows? Someday, maybe,
oh,
Michelle.
Oh, man. That would be cool and also scary.
So
again, guys, so we were focusing on then as an ending to a sentence, but now we're teaching you it can also be placed in different ways as well. I mean, I think it's just kind of an added word. It doesn't give us too much more information. You can leave it out, but it's important for connection because it links to show you we're listening to what the person said.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And there are other things we could do another episode another day. Other ways to acknowledge what they've said and provide a suggestion. Like what comes to mind for me is all right. Right. Like I'm exhausted. All right. Let's go home and watch a movie. Right. So it'd be in that same vein. We could do another episode another day about that. But I think this is super important. Michelle.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, it shows you're thinking of the next steps and you're kind of like, you're I don't know, you're connecting things in real time and you're making decisions based on what that person said. Precisely. And that's important. You're not just going along with what you want to do. You're saying, okay, then let's do this or let's do this then.
Exactly. That's why I love this episode today. And again, like I said, if this had to be on a top 10 list of your fastest ways to get to connection, which is our goal here, this would be on the list, no doubt. Because the more I think about it, the more important it becomes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is very useful too. So guys, you know, today we focused on this one specific meaning, linking ideas together, showing you're listening, right? And using this to flow the conversation. So definitely try this out today and improve your connection.
Yeah, so good. And guys, if you believe in connection, not perfection, that is our value. That is the stance from which we teach English on the show. It's not about grammar, vocabulary, the mistakes. It's about connecting. If you believe in that too, then you should hit subscribe. If you're not subscribed yet, and you should tell a friend about the show, right? Give them a chance, a little Christmas present or a holiday present, whatever holiday you celebrate. Let's give them a little gift at the end of the year and say, here's a good way to improve your English next year. I love it. So guys, go ahead and hit subscribe and tell a friend about All Ears English. Cool.
Awesome. All right. Lindsay, this was fun. I will see you next time.
Sounds good, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
Right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.